Hachette Audio presents Go Back and Get It, a memoir of race, inheritance, and intergenerational healing. Written and read by Dion Ford. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of photographs from the book. For my grandmothers and the 3Ds, thank you for finding me. Glory be to the girl who goes back for her body. Dominique Christina, Stargazer. Author's note. In order to write this book, I relied on my personal journals, memory, the memory of others, and research. There are no composed or composite characters in this book, but I did sometimes change or omit names and places to protect privacy. Prologue. A relation. If you are going to look for your enslaved ancestors, you will have to look for the people who enslaved them. Any African American can expect that 19% of their ancestors were white men, so the enslavers might also be your relatives. This is a study in contrasts. Shadow, light, black, white, joy, pain, victim, perpetrator. You will find ephemera, editorials, photographs, wedding announcements, and atrocities. Lynched uncles, your people as property in someone's will, deed, or mortgage guarantee. You will also find the living, third cousins once removed, fifth cousins straight up, and descendants of the family that forced your family into slavery. You will meet them on beaches, in dusty archives, in farmhouses, scratching at the past like it is a lotto game, and you are strokes away from a million more reasons to believe. For a time, you will cease to believe in or pray to God, and instead will pray to your ancestors, the enslaved ones, the women, because they are what you want to be, mother, creator, feminine, divine. They were raped, they were sold away, they kept on living, some even thrived. If you are going to look for your enslaved ancestors, you will have to reconsider the word lucky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?